And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Shilton.
And I'm Rose France. And today on the show, we're catching up with a friend of ours who we haven't spoken to for some time. I don't even know who he is, but Mary's going to be speaking to them.
Plus, a brand new Trans Pride launches in Bristol very soon.
And Queer Vision will be here to speak to us in the studio.
All that plus your usual events, news and my dusted tones. But that's all coming today right here on Shout Out. I don't know, anyone would think you haven't done that in a while.
No, that's right, yeah. I haven't been here. I'll have to go through the training again, Andy. I like the way you got the word, your dulcet tones. How did you slip that in the script?
Well, originally, because I wrote the script just for me. Because
just for you.
You weren't down
now
as being...
Now it's all becoming very clear, isn't it, listeners?
Well, you weren't down... And this time yesterday, you weren't down as being doing the show with me.
Really?
Yeah.
I was asked.
I looked last night, and I was like, oh, no. And there was no one down to see the news, and there was no one down to do the event. And I went, oh, dear, it's going to be a rather lonely show.
No.
Mary's not here either. I'm going to be on my own.
Aww.
So that was why it was just like, it was just, and just my dulcet tones, because it was just going to be just me.
That would have been a dull old show, wouldn't it?
Oh, thank you so much. Do you know, I really have missed you, Rose.
Like a whole man. What have you been up to then, Andy?
Nothing. I'm boring.
Oh. But nothing to report from married life and so on.
Well, having a new surname's getting a bit
Andy Shilton.
Even now, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. I thought, who's that? I thought, oh, that must be some great new presenter.
It does actually throw people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, Tara. How are you?
Hello.
Will you be nice to me if I turn the microphone off?
I'm all right. I am. I'll be okay.
So are you looking forward to Trans Pride?
I am, actually.
So I think it's what you're doing in Outshout in a minute, isn't it?
Yeah. I bumped into one of the organisers on last Saturday, so yeah.
Yes, it looks like they've got a hell of a lot of events coming up.
I'm amazed. I mean, the sheer volume of things that's on that whole weekend, you know, 4 days, that's five, really. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, now, on a very quick subject of something different, we need to apologise, listeners, on Pirate Nation Radio and Froom for last week. Our streaming PC kind of overheated and died here at BCFM, which meant that we didn't actually broadcast on those stations. But if you missed the show, it is on the podcast on our website, shoutoutradio.lgbt. So we can only apologise. These things do happen sometimes, and it happened just before we went on air. And I was the only technical person here, and I couldn't race off and fix it while I was broadcasting. So, but these things happen.
They do. That sounds a bit like an episode from Stranger Things, if anyone's been watching that.
Oh, I've seen the whole lot. Yeah. And they've commissioned a second series too.
Yes. Oh, I know. Yes. It's exciting. I'm on episode 5 at the moment.
Oh, right.
And I was quite frightened. I was very silly, and I watched episode 3 on my own. And then I went to bed and I was very scared. And I'm not even joking. Imagine.
So we have actually talked about it on the show, but if you missed it, it's a Netflix only series, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And it's very much like the Goonies meets E.T. meets
lots of Spielberg-y type Stephen King.
It's written by two twins in America who are really making a big name for themselves with things like that. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a series 2.
Yeah, lovely.
Which I look forward to. So, and of course, Star Trek as well. We talked about that. We had the guy in who was screening them here in Bristol the other week.
Okay.
We were talking about, because new series starts 2017.
Brand spanking new series. Very good. Oh, yeah.
Which should be cool.
Yeah. And just in other news, I was just mentioning to Andy, we have real eye candy at the theatre this week in Gareth Gates, both for the ladies and the gentlemen. He's a lovely looking chap with big muscles. I'm
surprised, because the last time I saw Gareth Gates, he was a
skinny little thing. Yes, and now he's
he's not.
A big bullish chap now. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so he's a good actor, actually. That's the sort of surprise to me, I have to say. Pleasant surprise. Very good actor. And he's only got one song, because you thought he'd be singing his way through it, but actually he's only got the one.
So he's acting.
The one number. He's an actor, and he's done very well.
Good.
So, good for him. There we go. I almost can't resist, though, the temptation to hum, you know, I Think I Better Leave Right Now by Will Young every time he walks past me.
You are terrible.
Just to rub it in, you know. You didn't win. Oh, well.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, should we have something a bit lighter? Tara, should we get your jingle? So this week's Outshout with Tara, we're covering Trans Pride. There's an awful lot going on, isn't there?
There is, and it starts on the 22nd, and we'll be talking about that later to us. Real Boy film.
Yes, yes. We've got Stephen Quivision in later.
And on this after that, there's actually the Real Boy after party, which is going to be here at the Gin Palace. So, you know, you can go to the film and then go off and have a drink, you know. And the Gin Palace is quite focal in the whole weekend, to be honest.
Yes, well, they've always been very supportive.
Absolutely. So every Thursday you can go down there anyway.
Thirsty Thursdays.
Do they
only
sell gin?
No.
But they've got a very nice selection of gin if you go into the Snug Bar.
I bet they have.
Ah, yes.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, and they're quite. They know what gins to get you. So on the 23rd, we've got the flag raising that's going to be held at the College Green. And
right.
And that is. Hold on, I did write it down. At 6 p.m. So if you want to go and find the raising flag, go at 6 p.m. And we've got the welcome desk at the Gin Palace on the same evening, which is 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And there's various other things. And everyone's getting involved in Old Market, to be honest. We've got the beer bar, which has got Pop Nation. We're all welcome there, as usual. Hydra Bookshop. They've got the Purple Prose from 7 to 9:30 p.m. And the Gin Palace, once again, has got the Son of Toto from 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m.
Oh, lots going on then.
And, of course, Queen Shilin has got Glitzy Girls as well. So on the Friday as well. So it's all tied up really quite well.
I haven't actually made it down to it. Well, we've had the Glitzy Girls on the show before, actually, or the organisers of.
Yeah.
Apparently that's a raving night as well. It's really good fun.
I mean, I went down when they had the rugby match on, actually. The Buffaloes, is it?
You mean the Bisons?
Bisons. We've had them on, haven't we, here?
Yeah, they were there at the same time, to be honest. They did an international show, so it was quite nice to get out, to be honest.
Marvellous. Sorry. She says with a giggle.
So, and then on the 24th, we've got the market community. So that's trans-friendly groups and companies. And that's going to be held at the Palace, the Space, and the Hydra again. So Old Market, all weekend, really. You can go there and you'll find something trans happening.
Yeah. Fab. And we've any excuse for a party, I don't mind this.
Yeah, no, that's fine. There's a workshop for Gender Jelly Project. That's for 13 to 25 year olds.
Ah, now we've had them on the show was really interesting, wasn't it?
I've been here to talk to those things. Yeah. See, I am here sometimes.
And that's at Old Market once again, and that's Art West Side, and that's on the 24th and the 25th. And we've got an art show, and that's all trans artists. That's going to be.
I'm not arty at all. Are you arty? I can't do a lot of stuff.
I do silver work, and I like to sketch.
And what is silver work? What do you mean?
Make silver jewelry.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So everything I wear, I've made it myself.
Wow.
Yeah, so
we're all looking now, aren't we?
I'm just looking at your necklace while you said that.
Well, I have to take it off because it rattles too much.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I've been told off for that several times by somebody over there.
What about that ring you're wearing? Is that your creation?
Yeah, nice and simple, nice and quick. So, yeah.
So, it's very modest, listeners. Yeah. Very modest.
So, what else have we got? Oh, we've got the gin palace.
Next Diana Porter.
Yeah. On Saturday, at the Gin Palace, we got the Ren Steadman, the headline act, and that's a trans musician, 21-year-old, and they're from Essex.
Very good.
Yeah, and they're singing about mental health issues, and they're folk-based musician, and that's 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. Yeah, and then on Sunday at the Trinity Centre, we've got the Trans Calf Society, so they're there from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And the Trans Centre's also got Gender Jelly Project again in the afternoon for 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And then we've got the Community Day Centre, so that's Trans Services Meet and Greet. So there'll be anyone that's trans orientated help should be in the Trinity Centre on the Sunday, which is actually be quite good, to be honest.
Cool. Or if you just want to find out more about it, you might have a family member. Or
absolutely.
Something, or
so it's friends as well. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And actually, yeah.
It's very easy to forget that. I mean, whenever we've done events for LGB, you often forget it's not just them. It's, you know, other people can be affected too and don't quite know what
and
to
I,
do.
And I
with.
Think they're the ones that actually suffer the most in some respects, because they're the ones that actually don't get any help.
My mum would tell you I made her suffer a lot.
I'm still suffering.
I mean, I'm suffering here, to be honest, listeners.
So in the evening, we've then got cabaret again in the Gin Palace, and To the Moon's got My Gender evening as well, and that then finishes off. And we've got the Trans Pride website, which is transpridesouthwest.org.uk, and they're also on Facebook at Trans Pride Southwest. So all the information's on there, and they've got a lovely glossy booklet they can actually have a look at and flick through, and it's got all the information there, to be honest, and maps of all the areas.
Sure. Yeah. And if I'm right, I think a lot of it is up on our website, or at least a link to theirs.
Yeah, it should be. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very good website, actually. I'm looking at it now, but I was looking at it before, and it's very well done, and you
it's
know, all
end.
The information. It is high end.
It's for the
it's
first
impressive,
time
actually.
Out,
yeah.
It's really impressive, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, I think they've taken something that, you know, they've taken the Brighton and. Yeah. We're repeating. There's no March. That's the only thing we don't have.
Okay.
Yeah, so
right.
There's no March, but it's all based in all March.
Oh, come on. It's year one.
Yeah, I know.
They've got an awful lot going on.
I'm
amazing.
Really impressed. Yeah. You know, I am really amazed at how much is there, you know, and I'm going to spend my weekend down there, to be honest. I haven't got the kids.
Cool. Take a recorder with you.
I'm going to take my recorder and try and see what I can capture.
So if you see someone walking around wearing lovely jewellery with a microphone, you know
shimmering.
Who it is.
Shimmering in the light.
If she rattles, tell her she's wearing too much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, depends on how well you know her, but there we are.
On that note, thank you very much, Tara. Right,
thank you.
Shout-out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout-Out Podcast.
Rise Like a Phoenix there by Conchita Wurst. Is it Wurst or Wurst? I'm sure it's supposed
I think
to
it's Wurst. Probably
Yeah. I hadn't heard that for a while, and I was chatting to someone about it, and I know what it was. Oh no, I can't say what it was. We were looking for tracks for a certain purpose.
Yes.
And we mentioned loads, and we were just going through some of our favourites, and that was one of our favourites. Yeah. Well, I thought, oh, I haven't played that in ages.
Keeps busy, actually, Conchita Wurst. I was looking at the website. There's quite a lot on, you know, a lot of events and in demand, and artists in demand.
I'm not surprised.
Mm, yeah.
It was. I mean, the Russians nearly fell off the face of the earth when that happened.
I know.
Anyway, now, I don't know if you'll remember as far back as Drew, but Drew was still is a friend of Shoutouts. She wrote a book called Becoming Drusilla.
Okay.
And was one of Shoutouts' first ever guests on the show.
Ah.
And we hadn't spoke to her in ages. And you'll find out why when you find out how far Mary had to go to find her. But Mary went and caught up with her recently. Have a listen to this.
Here at Shout Out, we realised that we hadn't spoken to our friend Drew Marlin for quite a while. Finding her now isn't quite as easy as it used to be. It involves a trip to Bradford-on-Avon and then a cycle along the towpath.
Well, I think I found her. Here's a board saying Drew Marland artist and lots of lovely cards and a canal boat. Drew, can I come aboard?
Yes, step on.
Drew, I'm very glad to have tracked you down. You're an artist, you're a poet, you're a repairer of bicycles. You're one of the most practical-minded people that I know, which I guess is quite useful for your life of living on a canal boat.
Yes, it is. Well, before I moved on to the boat, I used to work at sea, so I'm happier on a boat than I am in a house, really. You can fix things with a welder.
Is part of the attraction that you don't have to stay put?
Well, I have to move. I've got a continuous cruiser's licence, which means that I can go anywhere I like, but I can't stay anywhere for longer than 2 weeks at a time. And after, it's been 18 months or so now, I've got to know all sorts of nice places, so So I've got just lots of different homes. I'm going to go further afield, but just for the moment I'm sort of sticking around between Pewsey and Bath, because, you know, it's good, it's handy for Bristol.
Just describe it where you are now, because it's absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it is. We're in the steep valley of the Avon, where it runs down from Bradford-on-Avon to Bath. It's a deep wooded valley. The river's just down the hill. At night, the owls are hooting, and in the evening, there's loads of bats flying around. You do see a lot of wild creatures, you know, badgers coming down to drink from the canal, deer. I startled one morning, and it swam across the canal next to the boat, and kingfishers, loads of kingfishers.
Did you know, I didn't even know deer could swim.
Oh, yeah. Quite often you'll find them drowned in the canal, because they're good swimmers, but sometimes it's hard for them to scramble out, and the water can get the worst of them. And I know some people on the canal have eaten the deer that they found drowned.
When we were coming down the towpath, it seems like it's a life where you're very reliant on your own resources, and you have to be quite practical, getting your own wood and all that kind of thing. I guess that appeals to you.
Yes, it does. And also, the people on the canal, in consequence, you know, they're all very individual, and there's lots of skills and people coming from an amazing amount of background.
Are you able to give me a bit of a tour tell me what's what?
Uh-huh.
So we're sat at one end of the boat by your lovely wood burner.
Yes.
Is this your living room, so to speak? Is this where you are normally?
Yeah, it is. Sort of huddled between my bookshelf and my desk. There's a big pile of firewood there, and a desk that's about 10 times bigger than it should be. And then we move through to the galley.
The river-going version of a kitchen.
Yes, it's probably a bit... I get told off for using seagoing terms every now and then, because canal people come from an entirely different tradition to seafarers. I think they've got a lot in common with travellers and Roma in the past, and so they too tend to call things different. Yes.
So you've got everything you need. You've got a cooker,
which
I guess is what, bottle gas or something?
Yeah, it is. I installed a new cooker because the other one didn't have a flame failure device, and I nearly blew myself up. Paloma gas heater to provide the hot water that I don't get from the stove. My wood burner runs radiators throughout the boat.
So it's all mod cons, really, isn't it? Radiators.
Yes.
I mean, this looks just like a radiator that you'd have in a house.
This is, yes. To get into the bathroom,
right?
You've got these curiously shaped doors that.
This looks like something off a ship.
Yes.
All right. So there you go. I can vouch for it. A bathroom that looks small, but perfectly like an ordinary bathroom that you might have in a house.
Yes. It's a cassette toilet, which means that everything goes down into a little tank underneath that you can pull out.
Right, move back this way.
Yes.
There's no changing places in this boat, is there? There's still lots of shuffling up and down.
Yes. So you can't be too squeamish. You've got to pull the tank out and empty it at the sunny point.
Do you know, that's one of the things people don't ask, isn't it? But everyone's fascinated by it.
Yeah, luxurious bedroom.
And it's kind of almost like a bunk.
Yes, it is.
It's every child's dream.
Yes, so I rebuilt the bed to create more space underneath, apparently. And
engage you in conversation.
Yes, that's right.
Is that quite nice?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's a bit like driving my Moggy, you know.
So the engine's at the back and you'd steer it from the back.
That's right, yes. This is called a boatman's cabin. And in the old days when it would have been a working boat, then this is all the living space they'd have had. Yeah, it would have been a combination of somewhere where you'd sit and then fold down bunks, so there'd have been a table and a stove, you know, and they'd have lived in this room.
It's tiny.
It is.
And then the rest would have been cargo,
yes,
things
that's
that
right.
They were moving
forward
around.
At the end.
Yeah.
And then
this is the outside.
Yeah.
We're now. Drew is pulling herself up through the back of the cabin. And I shall follow suit.
Yes.
And it's beautiful here. Just looking at the water and the reflections and...
Yes.
It's like the whole world is your garden.
It is, and it's totally beautiful, this town here, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yes.
And then we look forward through the whole extent of your boat with the smoke coming out of the wood burner at the front, and this is your domain.
Yes, it is.
But what are the neighbours like?
Terrific. They're artists as well. Let's pop round there. I think they might be ready for a cup of tea.
Okay, let's see if they've got the kettle on. I'm now with Drew's neighbours. Who am I talking to?
Ginny.
And?
Chris.
And Chris, you're making... That's a handbag, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's leather and painted?
Yes.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Carved and painted. Bryony, mistletoe, moths, kingfishers.
And is that what you do for a living? Is that your livelihood?
Yes, it is. All on this little table.
People are very inventive with their boats, I think. It seems like there's so many creative people on the canal.
What do you think, love?
Yes, I think it's something about the lifestyle that even if you're not creative in an artistic way, you have to be sort of creative because the lifestyle demands that sometimes.
Do you have to be quite resourceful?
To a certain extent, yeah, I think you do. Although we were having lunch with some boaty friends a couple of weeks ago. Well, they were jokingly saying, oh yeah, the good old days when you didn't have mobile phones and there was no electrics and you just had candles and went and found a phone box every now and then. And they said, actually, it wasn't the good old days. It was bloody awful.
I suppose it makes it a lot more doable with communications. If something goes wrong, at least you can get in touch with somebody.
Yes. Yeah. And I think people have as much or as little on their boats as they want. I mean, we do know people that have got dishwashers and washing machines.
Yeah,
television. Where would you put a 40-inch telly?
I don't know, but some people find room. It depends what your priorities are, I suppose.
It seems like quite an accepting lifestyle on the canal. Either that or I've walked into kind of diversity central by meeting you guys and Drew. What do you think?
On the whole, I think it is pretty accepting. You do get the odd sort of pain in the arse person, usually male, who says, is there only one bed on your boat?
It's not just on boats that happens.
I can imagine. No, on the whole, I think people are probably more accepting. Maybe it's because they're a bit more marginalised or sort of don't want the norm for themselves.
Yeah, I suppose you've already made a decision to live differently by living on water, haven't you?
Yeah, I think that's it.
You've got an entire fitted kitchen and a cat.
Oh, yes.
All mod con. Can I ask, this is a really lesbian question now. How does your cat deal with moving around?
Oh, she's fine. She doesn't mind, does she?
Well, she's quite elderly and she doesn't go anywhere very much. Most people...
She's a fair weather cat.
Very much. You just have to make sure that if you're moving and you've got a cat, make sure the cat's on the boat.
Yes, good tip.
Some of them have a kind of a sixth sense about, oh yes, you're going to move soon, I'm just going to go for a walk over here and you're not going to find me for half an hour.
Yes, I can imagine.
She's very good though.
And she's a good swimmer.
Really?
She has fallen in a couple of times.
Yes.
I've never heard of a cat that can swim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, they as soon as they hit the water, they start swimming.
They are survivalists,
yes,
aren't they?
If they're forced to swim, they swim. But she swims with a really determined expression on her face.
Oh, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much. That's fantastic.
Shout-out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout-Out Podcast.
Yeah, that is definitely my favourite song of the moment.
That's
like that
amazing.
One.
I
yeah.
love that.
That is called Emperor's New Clothes. It's by Panic at the Disco, and it's Panic with an exclamation mark. So I made sure I wrote that in the script.
Have you ever had a panic at the disco when you've been out clubbing?
Not that I want to talk about on air. No.
What, you mean like your trousers falling down or something?
No, the only time my trousers have ever fallen down or something like that was when I lost weight with my wedding outfit, and when I went to put it on the week before, it didn't actually. I put my wallet in my pocket and my trousers fell down. So for my wedding, I had to wear.
How convenient.
Trust you. They didn't fall down during, thank you very much. So. Anyway, the news boys are here, so let's get the news headlines.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 15th of September.
The Jewish Chronicle newspaper reports that the Prime Minister, Theresa May, is to announce details of a competition for architects to design a new Holocaust memorial to stand next to Parliament. The results of the competition will be revealed in January of next year. The Holocaust is a term used to refer to the efforts of the Nazi regime in Germany and the countries it occupied to kill off people whom it regarded as inferior. Although the exact numbers are subject to some historical debate, it is generally agreed by academics that around 6 million Jews, 500,000 gypsies, and some 10,000 gay and bisexual men were victims of the regime, alongside disabled people, people with learning disabilities, Slavic peoples, and political dissidents. A memorial day for all those killed or brutalised in the Holocaust is held each year on the 27th of January, the day on which, in 1945, the Communist Red Army entered the Auschwitz death camp and liberated survivors.
Now, it is, depending on your point of view, something that will liberate humanity from the biological imperative of sexual reproduction or its Frankenstein science. But either way, a team from the University of Bath has intrigued gay and bisexual men by announcing that they have held promising trials with forging viable embryos from the skin cells of mammals by fusing them with a sperm. If their research were one day applied to humans, it could allow, for example, two gay men to reproduce without reference to women by using skin cells rather than an ovum. This research would also have a profound implication for reproductive science affecting heterosexuals. However, don't get your interest up quite just yet. The Bath team have told the science journal Nature that their research remains speculative at this stage. And it's worth noting that many LGBT people who are interested in animal rights will also oppose the use of animals in trials of this sort.
Emma Wood, writing in the communist daily paper The Morning Star today, reopens old wounds within the socialist and left-wing traditions over the status of paid sex work. Although acknowledging that most left-wing currents, with the exception of the Stalinist parties, support free love and sexual liberation, she makes the argument that prostitution should always be criminalised as it is not a genuinely free transaction. Her arguments have highlighted divisions amongst feminists, the left and libertarians over how to deal with sex work. Trade unions, which represent the adult industry workers, have argued that the feminist preoccupation with prostitution is a diversion from real sexual liberation.
We have previously reported on the different types of abuse on the internet and reminded LGBT people of the need to beware of abusive trolls on Twitter and other social media platforms. Well, the Huffington Post this week reports that two women who were instrumental in campaigning for police to record misogynistic comments as a hate crime alongside homophobia and racism have been subject to what has been described as eye-watering explicit abuse online. Melanie Jeffs and Lydia Rye led research into hate crime in Nottingham, which resulted in the city's police becoming the first in the country to recognise street harassment as a hate crime earlier this month. It is believed that the abuse has mainly been orchestrated by known far-right hate groups. Meanwhile, the comments thread at the Huffington website is electric this evening as debate over the issue explodes. One woman suggested that the campaign for hate crime status for misogyny devalued other campaigns of the wider feminist movement.
And finally, a lovely story to end on. The gay news wire, Pink News, this week profiles a staunch ally of the LGBT civil rights movement. At the astonishing age of 92, Frances Golding still attends Pride marches and LGBT civil rights events in New York City. Her placard, beautifully handwritten in copperplate script, says, "I adore my lesbian daughters. Keep them safe." And has been used every year for the last 30 years. Frances attended her first gay rights solidarity demo in 1970, shortly after one of her daughters came out as gay. She says that she has changed some people's minds and that when asked by gay offspring, she has written to their parents offering advice and support. You are truly an inspiration. We salute you.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Terry Starr.
Shout out news.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Why Don't You by Gramophone D's.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a nice little tune to dance to.
Yeah.
like yeah, it.
I think The Emperor's New Clothes are definitely going to get played again. We were really bopping along to that one, weren't we?
Yeah, so, wow.
I think Matthew liked that one most out of all. Stopped in the news and started bopping along. So
yeah.
Anyway, Tara's back in the studio with us, and Steve's here. Hello, mate. How are you?
Hello.
So, no, I would say welcome to the show, but it's more actually a welcome back, isn't it? You've been on a few times now, I think.
I have been once or twice before, yes.
Now, Steve is here in his more official capacity as Queer Vision, which is Bristol Pride's film festival, correct me if I'm wrong.
That's right.
Of course, you guys have teamed up with the guys from Trans Pride, and it's all kicking off with a film, isn't it? Do you want to talk about it first, or do you want to hear the trailer first?
Let's go with the trailer first,
okay,
shall
we? Okay, cool. Here's the trailer to the film.
It's Friday, July 27th, and I'm a little over 2 months on testosterone. 2 months and 6 days. And my name is Ben, because I changed it. This is how I'm going to explain it. I am literally a boy with the wrong body parts.
No, I just think, you know, that there is the argument of you're not. What defines what is a boy? Is it your brain or is it your body?
I had this vision when I named my child Rachel of just this Rapunzel-y vision. I just thought the name Rachel was just the most beautiful name ever. Still do. He's going down a path that is going to be a huge struggle.
But I want it! But I always want it! A suit jacket!
All I really want is to, I just want to be loved by my family. And I think that for my family, it's not as simple as that. I mean, it's complicated for them. The mentorship I have with Joe is unreal. We struggle with addiction. We struggle with so many of the same things.
Yeah.
And that gives me hope that I will come out at least half the man he is.
It's not what I would have wanted my child to want.
But the ultimate goal for any parent is that their kid is happy.
There you go. So that doesn't do it justice. Go watch it on YouTube as well, because that gives even more. But it seems like I've seen the video on YouTube. It does look like it's an amazing film. So.
They've also got a great website as well. Go and have a look on the website, and there's a lot more information on there as well about the filmmakers, about the people involved. It's a great website to have a look around.
Is that the Real Boy website? Or?
That's right, the movie. I think it's realboymovie.com.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, that was in stereo. Now, give us a bit of background about Queer Vision, because it's been running for a little while, isn't it? It's great that you're actually involved with Trans Pride, but there may be people who haven't heard of Queer Vision yet, so...
Yeah, been running, I can't remember exactly how many years it is, but it's a good few years now, probably about 4 or 5, I think.
Yeah.
And we always have a week of programming before Bristol Pride, and that's always a great week, lots of films on that week. And now throughout the year, we're putting on different events as well. There's a short film season. We're getting involved with the Trans Pride Southwest, so this film, and also if you keep an eye out, there's a lot more coming up over the next few weeks. So
secrets.
Keep an eye out, and you'll hear a lot more going on.
So now it's wonderful, because I mean, obviously, I've seen that Bristol Pride have been really supportive of Trans Pride, and of course, so has Queer Vision. So, I mean, did they come to you and say, you know, have you got any suitable films? Or
I think the approach was made to queer vision. I have to admit, I wasn't involved in those stages, but I know that we are really, really lucky to be able to get hold of this film. I think
it's quite an exclusive screening. It's certainly the first in Bristol, I believe.
It's definitely the first in Bristol, and it is going to be shown in a few other places throughout the UK, but it is quite a limited chance of seeing this film.
So grab your tickets while you can.
Yeah, we're very lucky, and thanks to the Iris Prize Festival over in Cardiff as well, and the Queer Film Network. All these groups together have helped us to be able to put it on.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be shown at the Odeon in Union Street, I believe that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, how many kind of tickets are there? Just to give an idea.
I believe the screening that we're going to be at holds around 196, so...
Right.
I say around.
Around.
200, yeah. Just under 200. So there's plenty of space, but tickets are available through the Bristol Ticket Shop.
Right.
So you can get those in advance. And because it is part of the Trans Pride opening launch event, I believe there's a party at the Odeon in the hour before the film starts, so get along for around 8 o'clock. The film actually starts, I believe, at 9 o'clock. But come along and mingle before the film.
Yeah. And of course, a nice big after party afterwards as well, which is taking place in the Gin Palace. Yeah. So, especially if you like your gin, that's brilliant.
I can imagine this movie would be quite emotional for us.
Now, I don't think, because it's so exclusive, I don't think any of us have seen the whole movie yet, have we?
I haven't even seen the movie yet.
But do you know what it's about? I mean, obviously, it's
yeah. I mean, we can tell a lot, obviously, from the trailer. There's a lot about this young lad's transformation. His transition, and also the effect that it has on his family, his mum in particular. The tagline for the movie is "A son's transition, a mum's transformation," and I think you can hear that from the trailer. Mm. And also, it's about he has kind of a mentor with this guy who's already transitioned and who is also a singer-songwriter like Ben in the movie, and it's a lot to do with their relationship and how they help each other, I think, we'll find out, because they both have their demons that they're having to deal with.
It was filmed over 4 years as well, so it's a
documentary, isn't it?
So it's real feelings and it's real.
Sure. I mean, it just kind of threw me back slightly. I was just mentioning this to Steve earlier, that it threw me back slightly to the other sort of transition film that was that 52 Tuesdays.
Yes.
And that was filmed every year, wasn't it? Every Tuesday.
It was, genuinely. Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah. And then I sort of remembered as well about, I think it's called Boyhood, where they filmed that over 13 years or something. And I don't know, it just seems to be a very in thing at the moment to make very, very long.
I don't think it would work any other way, would it? Because you can't transition over a day. I'm a few months. It shows you the change that has to occur, not just in the boy, but actually in the fact, and I think that's even more important, sure, parents can and can't deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting in that, you know, they've sort of just focused on one person, essentially. I mean, they could have done it different ways. They could have looked at people at different age groups and lots of different
people. They've got that with the musician, though, because he's transitioned already, so he's dealing with his demons from his past as well. I think there's the two personalities, to see somebody that's transitioning and someone's transitioned and see how that works.
Personally, for me, what I'd be really interested in is to hear people who have transitioned reaction to it. Because to me, that's, you know, will they say, I kind of relate to that, or I don't? Because they might not do. They might say,
come along to the screening and come along to the after party.
Yes, I'd like to now. I'm very interested.
And you'll hear that, I think.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, you will get people in both camps.
Yeah.
That's quite often what happens.
Absolutely.
With these things.
I'm really excited about seeing the film, actually, because it really is a great trailer. And I've gone onto the website, and you can actually link to both of the guys' own websites, where they've got all their own music and their videos, and it's really great listening to their lyrics that they've written. Mm.
So how old is Bennett now, then?
Ben, I believe, is 19 years old in the film. Mm. Or maybe at the beginning of the film or at the end of the film, I don't know.
I think it's the end, from my kindergarten.
We'll find out.
Cool. Well, listen, it's lovely to see Queer Vision supporting Trans Pride. But I'm sure this is just the beginning. It is their first year, and it sounds like it's already packed. So God knows what they can do next year. It'll be twice the size, won't it? So, but if you are listening, get your tickets and go along from Bristol Ticket Shop.
That's right.
I wouldn't chance and leave it to the day, because I do have a funny feeling this may be one of those ones that sells out, because it is sounding like it's going to be very popular. So, yeah. But as always, we'll make sure we put all the links up on our website. A big thank you to Steve for coming in to talk to us about it. Stay with us though. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
For more information about Shout Out Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Well, do you like that one?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Would Bob Marley be spinning in his urn with that new fangled beat put over the top of his music? I don't know.
Well, it was in the charts.
It was nice, though.
I thought I'd play it. So, but yeah, that is Is This Love, which is by Bob Marley and the Wailers. So.
Or
Bob Marley and Rose and Tara, as we also call them.
Yeah. Now, Steve, I've got a question for you. You have also, I understand, been invited to a rather prestigious event this Sunday, have you not?
No.
I have heard something about that, yes. Mm, yes.
Another film?
I know. And premiere? Well, not even a premiere, is it?
No.
Well, come on.
Cat out of the bag.
Well, I think you know even more about it than I do.
Cat out of the bag.
What's the connection with Shout Out?
Ah, well, the thing was is that I worked on a film called B&B, which is...
Oh, the one we had Jane in.
Yes, was it. And I was a third assistant director.
Give us a synopsis. What's
basically, it's the gay couple that went to the Cornish B&B and they were rejected because they were gay, and then they fought a court case. So the film is an imagining of them going back to the same B&B a year later after they're married and what happens... And it's a thriller.
And it's totally fictional, of course.
Totally fictional, and it's a thriller, and it's about prejudice and things like that, so that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're going to go see the screening, are you?
Apparently so, yes. I've been invited along, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so basically, Steve and his partner Ivan put me up in their house whilst I was working here in Bristol. So
you were a lodger for a month.
A lodger, yes.
Not that you were there very much.
Well, I never saw them, no. And they never, you know, it was, yeah.
So it's quite as you'd ever known Rose night. B, really, wasn't it?
Well, funnily enough, we did have a weird time when we were going upstairs one night, hearing the most weird noise coming from the upstairs of our house. We had no idea what it was. Then we suddenly realised it was Rose's hairdryer. It's not a sound we hear in our house very often.
In fact, never.
Could try your beard.
Yeah. For those who don't know Ivan and Steve, they are follically challenged, let's say, upon the top of their heads.
That is funny. You genuinely didn't realise it was a hairdryer.
Well, it was just this weird noise coming from upstairs. It was like we were creeping upstairs. Like, what on earth is going on?
Kill a hairdryer.
Oh dear. Well, anyway, you'll have to let us know what you think of the film when you see it.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. That's this Sunday, you say?
Yes.
Cool. Anyway, that's it for this week. Do go enjoy the movie Real Boy. And if you go see it, let us know what you think of it. Email us, studio@shoutoutradio.lgbt.
And if you are off to Trans Pride, have a fabulous time. The details, of course, are on the website, shoutoutradio.lgbt.
But from myself and the team and the lovely Stevie, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.